This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
American cave explorer rescued. Racing the clock in Morocco.
As the search for the living continues, many are already mourning the dead.
Remembering those killed on 9/11.
Never forget. We never forget.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Peter King in Orlando, and we have breaking news from Turkey.
Slowly looking down, slowly.
Rescuers in the Taurus Mountains have brought American researcher Mark Dickey to the surface. It happened just over an hour ago. Correspondent Ramy Innocenzo is just outside that cave.
Celebration, the moment American caver Mark Dickey emerged from the earth. Dickey's ordeal started 10 days ago while helping map Turkey's Morja cave. He was hit with severe gastrointestinal bleeding and vomiting, leaving him on the edge of death, nearly two-thirds of a mile underground. Rescue teams first stabilized him, giving him fluids and 4 liters of blood before working to bring him out.
The death toll from Friday's earthquake in Morocco is nearly 3,000 now. The country's parliament has created a government fund for response as rescuers race the clock. CBS's Chris Livesay is in Marrakesh.
Rescue workers from Spain joined emergency crews and canines in Morocco amid the golden window to find survivors. This bulldozer arrived to clear roads blocked by rock slides as others used hands to try to rescue people. Much of the damage from Friday's 6.8 quake is centered south of Marrakesh, an area not known for major earthquakes. The Moroccan government has set up camps to help those displaced and is vowing to compensate those affected by the most powerful tremor in the region in more than 100 years. Chris Livesay, CBS News, Marrakesh, Morocco.
On this day marking 22 years since 9/11, there have been ceremonies and remembrances in New York.
Marie Rose Abad.
Andrew Anthony Abate.
In Shanksville and at the Pentagon.
We remain relentlessly focused on combating terrorist threats to America.
President Biden spoke during a stop in Anchorage after his Asia trip.
Terrorists believe they could bring us to our knees, bend our will, break our resolve. But they were wrong. They were dead wrong.
The Biden administration has agreed to free up some $6 billion in frozen Iraqi assets in exchange for the release of 5 Americans being held prisoner in Iraq. The Associated Press reports the money would be transferred from South Korea to Qatar. With U.S. sanctions being waived, the U.S. also agrees to release 5 Iraqis being held here. On Wall Street, the Dow gained 87 points, the Nasdaq up 156. Now this.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Investigators in Pennsylvania say they're bringing in more help as the search for escaped killer Danilo Cavalcante goes into its second week. He was spotted over the weekend, then disappeared again. State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens.
I don't believe he has the resources to get out of Pennsylvania. And again, other pieces of information that we have generated within this investigation lead me to believe that he is still here.
The FDA has approved an updated COVID vaccine. CBS's Alexander Tin reports there's a big difference in who will pay for this shot.
This year's new formulation also marks an end to another chapter in the U.S. response to the virus. Instead of government-bought supplies, these new shots will, for the first time, come largely out of the traditional commercial market. That means they are covered for Americans by their health plans only at in-network providers or for uninsured Americans at a handful of so-called bridge access program options like community health centers.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. North Korea's leader is on his way to Moscow for a top-level meeting. Reporter Alex Jensen is in Seoul.
Neither the exact schedule nor the agenda for their summit's been revealed, but Kim Jong-un is set to meet Vladimir Putin within the coming days. There are concerns the two leaders will discuss an arms deal in defiance of a United Nations embargo.
Donald Trump's attorneys have filed a motion to disqualify the Washington judge presiding over one of the criminal cases against him, saying her prior statements about the former president's alleged role in influencing the Capitol insurrection raised questions about her impartiality. As she sentenced a convicted Capitol rioter, she said that he was motivated by, quote, blind loyalty to one person who, by the way, remains free. Disney and Charter Communications have reached an agreement that puts ABC stations and the ESPN networks back on Spectrum Cable, just in time for Monday Night Football.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Astronaut Frank Rubio has become the U.S. record holder for a single space flight with day number 355 aboard the International Space Station. He was supposed to come home back in March, but got an extra 6 months there because of a problem with a Russian spacecraft. When is a popular tourist attraction too popular? The answer from Japan, and CBS's Lucy Kraft.
I'm now at 7,500 feet above sea level on the most popular trail at Mount Fuji, and there's a constant stream of hikers going past me. It's easy to see why. The views here are fantastic. The air is clear and pristine. There's thousands of years of culture and history behind this place, but the local government says tourists love Mount Fuji too much. It's dangerous to have this much crowding on the trails. It's bad for the environment. The government's looking for ways to cut the number of visitors here.
And that's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Monday, September 11th, 2023. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.